brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to take some more calls right now, continue with calls throughout the hour and cover a ton of vital news. Glenn Yaden, author of The Nazi Hydra in America, will be joining us after this break. Let's move quickly through your calls. Scott in Texas. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I'm not in Texas. I'm in upstate New York.
Well, whatever. They told me Texas, so we'll just say Texas.
It's okay. Hey, I might see you over there in Canada. Real quick, I'll go through as quickly as I can. Thanks for being on, number one. Thanks for lighting the fire under me again. And firstly, I heard Michael Savage on the radio, and he might be coming around a little bit so some callers can get through to him. He's starting to talk about this world takeover. I was shocked to hear it, but it's true.
Well, the election's over. Bush is in. Everything's fine. They always do that. But then we've got to attack the Arabs, though, to fight the world takeover, right?
True. He doesn't have it all. But
well, he knows,
he's
not stupid. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Maybe,
he promotes the globalist agenda while claiming he fights the globalist.
You know better than I do, so I concede to what you.
You know, he was a top beatnik organizer in the '60s.
I knew that. Yeah,
I don't want to say on air what he's written in books about other men. I'm just going to leave it at that, sir.
All right. Well,
let's just say he's real conservative, about as conservative as Hillary Clinton.
Okay, I'm glad you straightened me out.
Look, look. These commies learned how to fool people. Okay, they have to pose as us to destroy us.
I concede to you because you know more than I do about the characters that are talking about this. No question about it. One other thing I'd like to bring up, your American Yardstick. It's a book written by Hamilton Abert Long. Try to get it. It's great on the Constitution of the United States.
Sounds good.
And I'm going to give you a copy when I see you. It's very difficult to get these books. And the third thing is Cardinal Mahoney. I want everyone to know in the movement that we're in to save this country that this man is not a Catholic, that the Catholic Church has been taken over by modernists who destroyed it. Remember, the Catholic Church forbid anyone to become a Mason. That was a law of the Catholic Church. Today, the Catholic Church allows its laity to become Freemasons. Not only the laity, it's in the priesthood itself. So please, there's a difference between true traditional Catholics like myself and these people, the millions that claim to be Catholics, who really are being fooled by the infiltrators of the Catholic Church that happened in the 60s.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I want to digress for just a moment. As far as Savage is concerned, people should know that he and the beat poet Ginsberg used to take trips to Fiji in the late 1960s. So I think that tells you really the truth about his foundation.
Yeah, let's leave it right there. People can read Savage's own words about the love affair. I just want to leave it there.
That's correct, and I'm going to move forward to another topic, more exigent and relevant. Cameras, cameras everywhere, more cameras. New York City, using, of course, federal funds provided through various Homeland Security grants, your government at work, is going to put multiple cameras on public buses plus microphones, just in case there's a terrorist or a criminal on the bus.
Yeah, Austin already has it, and they're putting it in the school buses. Everything's a prison. America will be a prison, is a prison.
Well, doesn't even stop there. The famous, nationally famous Rutgers University will install 700 cameras, of course, only for your safety. It's always for your safety. They put a noose around your neck, they kick the chair out from under you, and they tell you it's for your safety. You know, well, we're preventing you from suffering a greater fate at the hands of some alien.
Well, what did the Nazis say? We're taking you to a concentration camp for your safety.
Your safety, that's right. That's what they told most of the people that they eliminated. It was for their safety because the general population might attack them. This lie.
They pull the trucks up to the pits to shoot them and say, this is for your safety.
This is a lie that's come down through the ages.
People would march into those pits with their children for their safety.
Now in play here in the United States. I'd appreciate.
Well, wait a minute. Ron, I'll hold you over, and after we go to the guests a little bit, I'll go back to you. But I've just got to add this. Romans 13 says, obey your government. And yes, the people, if you believe the way they interpret that, marching into those pits, we're obeying the Lord. Of course, that's not the truth, but so what? We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to take calls in this hour. I know the phones are loaded up. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And interspersed throughout the calls, we're going to be talking about the Nazi Hydra in America in this book. But I promised last hour when we started this hour, I would play before we go to our esteemed guest this edit down of a 22-minute clip we've got up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com from video of a U.S. Army Ranger, highly decorated, talking about what they do on these night raids all over Iraq. Now, this is in the White House memos, John Yoo, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez memos. It's in the Army Doctrine. And they torture children in front of their parents. This is on record. White House counsel has said on the record they do this. The troops are told to do this. They blow children's heads off. They fondle wives. I mean, this is like the bad guys in some spaghetti western. Last night I got on the exercise bike and I watched For a Few Dollars More. And, you know, it's got the bad guys doing mean things to someone's wife. And, you know, this is the worst person in a fictitious movie, you know, to build them up as a bad guy. They do bad things to women and children. Well, that's what our government does. I mean, with the My Lai massacre, people went to jail for this. Now it's doctrine, and no one gets in trouble. I mean, even the Nazis didn't publicly admit all this. So I want to play this little two-minute clip, and then, again, the whole clip's up on the website, from the video where he talks about what they do. And, again, this has been in a bunch of other news articles, but here is a Ranger on record talking about how he signed up to fight elite troops. He didn't sign up to blow children's heads off. Listen, he first says they threaten them. He says in some cases they go ahead and shoot them and do things sexually to the wives in front of the whole families. This is what the good guys do. Go ahead and roll it. Well, that's an exciting clip. I tell you, Murphy's Law with these computers. Ted uses computers built in the 1930s. That's a joke, folks, the network. And for some reason, that clip played fine yesterday. It didn't play today. This is all very exciting. Is it working now? We'll try it over and over again here.
After the debriefing, they had us go out and clear out the bunkers after the Air Force and bomb the crap out of them. So we had to go in there and make sure everything in there was dead still. So whether it was women, children, whatever, if they weren't dead, we had to finish them off and to drag the bodies out. And a lot of times, you know, like the intelligence on it, a lot of times I don't even think, you know, that they, I think they knew there were no insurgents in there. And I think, you know, they just said that. We were doing the night raids in houses, and we would pull people out, and we have them all on the knees and zip tied, and we'll ask the guy questions, the whole family, the man of the house questions, and if he didn't answer the way we would like to, you know, we'll shoot his youngest kid in the head, and we'll keep going. This is our interrogation. He could be innocent, you know. He could just be an average Joe just trying to support his family, and if he didn't give us a satisfactory answer, we start killing off his family until we told us something. If he didn't know anything, I guess he was SOL, you know, and it would suck, you know. I didn't feel anything. I just wanted to do my job. I wanted to be a good ranger, you know. I wanted to lead the way. We just have to scare them first, you know. Like, we'd beat them up or kick them or hit the wife, or like a couple of guys would fondle on the wife, you know, just to piss them off, try to get them to say something. And they didn't do it. We'd do that to, like, maybe several houses, multiple houses, slaughtering, you know, 30, 40 people a night sometimes. They're doing the houses, women and children. You know, I didn't sign up to kill women and children, you know. I was trained, you know, in all the ranger school and, you know, 18 months of that crap, you know. I didn't want to kill. I wanted to challenge, you know. I wanted to fight other elite soldiers, go out and be, you know. But I had to go fight kids and women and innocent people that don't know how to fight, you know. I really got disappointed in my country. I got disappointed in my government.
For those that don't know, we have another clip from Frontline where they find a family taking a few pieces of wood out of a field. So they machine gun the car, they laugh, and then they run over the car with an Abrams tank and say, "This is your punishment." So we have stuff like this on video. But imagine if troops came to your house, somebody in the neighborhood was an insurgent, and so they said, "We're going to question you now." And they hog-tie everybody with the plastic handcuffs. You're all on the ground. And they're there. You're the husband. Your sons and daughters are there. They have big families in Iraq. The average family has four children. And imagine your wife sitting there while they rip her clothes off, while they grab on her. And then they just take the five-year-old, line them up, and boom, brains all over the wall. And we've talked to the troops on air about this. Imagine a little boy dead, blood just pouring out of the head, brains all over the wall, the family. We've seen the photos of little toddlers just screaming. I've never seen looks of pain. Remember those AP photos? Just blood all over them. And the troops are going, "Yeah, rogue leader, team, team. Oh, yeah, we're good. Oh, yeah." And they're all coming back here. They're all coming out here to command FEMA and take your guns and put you in camps. Houston Chronicle, they built camps. And they're all coming back here. The ones that like it are being promoted. We're going to have death squads in America. And then we got all these sappy songs about America's good, we're doing good, defending our freedom in Iraq, yeah, yeah. Got a song I'm going to play later. We're not defending anything. The people destroying Iraq are taking your freedom right now here in America. So if you want to sign on to this, you go ahead and sign up with Satan. Let me tell you, you're just as guilty as the troops blowing little kids' heads off in front of their mommies and daddies. I want you to think about people coming in your house, hog-tying you and blowing your kid's head off in front of you. I want you, you scumbag neocon pieces of trash. I want you to image that. I want you to get it through your heads. I want you to face it. I've had Marine Master Sergeants, Marine Captains on talking about similar things. This is what's going on. All right, I apologize to our guests, but I promised to play that. And your calls are coming up. By the way, go find that old clip of them running over the tank. I mean, the tank running over the car. I want to play that later. I'm going to play this chick song later where they twist it all. Our guest is Glenn Yaden. He's author of The Nazi Hydra in America. We got links to how you can get it up on Infowars.com. And this gets into the Nazi Stay Behind Networks in the U.S., their financing. Of course, the Bushes are all involved in this. I cover it in my film, Martial Law. Glenn, sorry you had to shit through that, but were you aware that they're torturing and blowing children's heads off in front of their parents?
Yes, I read that here a couple days ago when it first came out on the web.
I guess so. We're all feeling pretty proud of ourselves right now.
Yeah, I can't say as I was surprised by that, frankly, given this administration.
You know, the people that don't go over to pure evil when they do this are all going to break down and be time bombs in this country. But I'd say 40% of them are going to like it, and they're going to be secret police here in America. Iraq is a huge laboratory to produce these people.
Well, I agree with you on that. If you look at it, what was the first thing that Bush do when he came into office? He wanted the Serviceman Protection Act passed. Basically, it called for the invasion of the Netherlands if any U.S. serviceman found himself at The Hague on war crimes.
Sir, tell us about yourself and tell us about your research that went into Nazi Hydra.
Okay, well, the Nazi Hydra started out here about 10 years ago. I started researching it. It basically traces the history of fascism in this country from, starting in about the 1920s. To about the 1950s at this point in time. The Bushes definitely played a big role in that. It didn't start out to be an anti-Bush book, but when you got Grandpa Prescott being Hitler's bag man, there's a lot of negative things in there on the Bush family and their relationship to the Nazis, and they still continue that relationship. The one thing about American fascism is it is very tightly wound about a few elite families in this country.
Tell us about it. Go through your book.
Okay, well, the basic one, the first thing that you can really point to is the attempted assassination of Roosevelt or an attempted coup on him.
And by the way, that is in the congressional testimony and in the record. General Smedley Butler, Marine Corps general, went public. They tried to hire him for a coup.
Yes, that's correct. Involved a large number of the, blue bloods, if you will. The Morgans were involved in it. DuPonts were involved in it. The American Legion was involved in it. The owner of the Singer sewing machine company was one of the leaders of it, Murphy. Butler told Roosevelt, and Roosevelt, knowing that the money behind it he couldn't ignore, leaked it to the press and basically fouled the coup attempt that way.
And by the way, the very same progeny, the very same grandchildren of these people are now setting up a dictatorship in America.
Incidentally, George DePoppy here, I just ran across it. He wrote an introduction to a German-American discussion forum that was it's connected up to the Tysons yet.
George specifically who?
The Poppy.
You're talking about the former president.
Right.
That's his nickname is Poppy.
That's what I call him.
Before we go to break and come back and cover more of this, tell the listeners about yourself, Glenn Yaden.
Well, basically I was raised, educated as a chemist. My degree was in chemistry. I was working on a doctorate in environmental chemistry before I had to give it up because of finances. And I don't know, I always had an interest in World War II. deep interest in it.
And so, like so many people, you just began researching World War II and, wow, found out about the Nazi Americans. Stay there, sir. We'll come right back to you. Your calls are coming up as well, folks, and a bunch of other key audio clips. You'll want to stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
He's author of Nazi Hydra in America. It's a very well-researched book. It's put out by the same publisher that put out Tarpley's 9/11 Synthetic Terror, made in the USA, that we carry. I might be carrying Nazi Hydra. I haven't read it all yet, but it's excellent. What I have read is exactly on target. And I've done extensive research. I've made a film about this. The last 45 minutes of Martial Law, my three-hour film, covers the Nazi Hydra. It's a good term for it. For those who don't know, eugenics, American financiers, it all really started here. They actually went and funded Hitler with the British, set him all up kind of as a wind-up toy. And when that faction failed, they went underground with hundreds of billions of funds, and that went into the CIA. They brought Nazis here to run our rocketry, to set up our CIA, basically everything. And now we've got an army that goes around blowing small children's heads off in front of their parents to get them to talk. This is the new freedom. Going back to our guest, Glenn Yaden. Glenn, let's go back to Nazi financiers, the funding. Where did all the billions in diamonds and gold and the rest of it go? We know a lot of it went to Switzerland, but a lot of it went to Central and South America and to the United States. Tell us about that part of your book.
Okay, well, the best research on that, it was done by the Seagraves in their Gold Warriors book. And that covered the Japanese treasure, the Golden Lily. Most of it, a lot of the German gold ended up in Argentina. Martin Bormann started as early as 43 spiriting German assets out of Germany into foreign countries. Not only did he spirit the gold out, he spirited patents and technicians out, and
diamonds, art.
Well, yeah, everything, basically. Once the Hitler and the Germans knew that the war was lost, they sped it up and they allowed the SS to go ahead and get carry their gold out, and a lot of it ended up invested in the U.S. companies.
Let's go over some of that.
Uh-huh.
Can you speak to some of that?
Oh, yeah. It was invested through Argentina, and the same two firms that was basically behind building Hitler's war machine, and that would be Sullivan and Cromwell and Brown Brothers and Harriman, was a lot of the investments was arranged through them.
And then, of course, also Thiessen, which you still see on most of the elevators. Thiessen
right.
was a big part of that. Until they finally got busted. There was a little bit of a bust in 50-51, wasn't there?
Yeah. And then that came through Thiessen's bank in Holland. A lot of it filtered back through. Back to Union Bank, which Prescott Bush was the director of. Basically, he was one of the, Hitler's bagman, really.
He was on the board of directors, one of the chief people. You know, you were just researching World War II. When you started discovering this, as I and many others did, what was it like to discover this was part of the historical record?
It was rather eye-opening. I thought I understood some of this, but the more I researched, the more I found, the less I understand, and even today, there's a lot of stuff that I still don't have a full understanding of.
What are some of the things that are just so amazing? They're enigmas.
The amazing thing is, to me, was I got headlines from a couple defunct New York papers during, I think it was the 36 election. They're headlining. One headlines how the Republican Party hired known Nazis to manage their campaigns. The other one, the headline was that the Republican Party was financing the Nazi broadcasts out of New York. They couldn't have been deny it, that they didn't know it was Nazi. I mean, with Fritz Kuhn, it was one of the speakers featured on the headline.
In fact, in 1939, they had the huge Nazi Party rally that filled Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of that, the other thing was the amount of Nazi intrigue in American elections during the 30s. During the 1940 election, Goring agreed to front $5 million towards the election to defeat Roosevelt. $5 million may not be much in the presidential campaign today, but at that time, it represented somewhere around a third of the total amount spent in the election.
A third of the money spent, an equivalent of about $50, $60 million today.
Yeah.
And of course, it would be even more because in the aggregate, they didn't spend as much on elections then as they do now. So it represents an even larger portion. I agree with your analysis. Stay there, sir. We'll get into any other facets of your book you'd like to discuss and go to phone calls out there. You have to know the past, understand the future. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Check it out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You know, I can't help it. I love to sing along with it.
They railed against the crowd.
Another ragtag band.
Ragtag band.
Declaring independence. The United States is not about shooting children in the head in front of their parents to make the parents answer questions house to house. America is not about cameras and microphones on every street corner. Microphones, by the way, have been going up for 7-8 years in Austin, now even more. Huge ones all over downtown and all over the neighborhoods now going up. Freedom isn't open borders and foreigners pouring in at record levels. Freedom is not the military pension funds being looted. Freedom is not police in black riot gear, Darth Vader outfits stomping around. Freedom isn't 1,000,004 children grabbed by the government every year. Freedom isn't new freedom initiatives for forced drugging of half our population. Freedom isn't national ID cards. They can try to claim it's freedom, but it isn't. And, of course, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Dutch prince, the crown prince, was a Nazi general. And he was first a colonel in the SS, then became a general in the last months of the war. So we see this Nazi thread running through things. And anybody that tries to deny it is living in la-la land. This is real. This is going on. And we're going to take some calls here in a few minutes. We're talking to Glenn Yaden, author of The Nazi Hydra. And we have links to the webpage that has the book available. It's an excellent book. I haven't read it all, but I've read quite a bit of it. The introduction, the preface in chapter one, what fascism is and isn't, is how it starts. And then it gets into chapter three, corporate law and history, constitutional law, Supreme Court cases, and bibliography. It gets into chapter four, the Roaring Twenties and the roots of fascism in America. Chapter five, the 30s and Nazi parading on Main Street. Chapter six, the war years. Chapter seven, a pledge betrayed. And then it just goes through chapter eight, Nazi gold and the rat lines, the CIA and the Nazis. And it goes on and on. Just, I want to take a few calls here, sir, but Glenn, give us a synopsis. Run through the history of the Nazis, Nazis in America, and what the Nazi progeny are doing today and what their goals are.
Well, it's basically coming down to corporate rule. The progeny wants to rule the world. The grandson of the progeny is in the Oval Office currently. The history of it was it spread all throughout. It gets into almost every facet of life that there is. One of the sickest areas that it ever get that I found that it got into is child abuse through mind control. The betrayal chapter is probably pivotal because the Nazis did have a well-defined and well-financed comeback plan, and they was depending on their supporters in the United States to help them out on that. Their plan basically involved in trying to provoke a war between the Soviet Union and the U.S., and while the two we were fighting each other, we'd be too busy to interfere with the Nazis taking back over Germany.
One of the last things Hitler told his secretary, and she's on record, and one of the last things he told an SS officer before he blew his own head off in the bunker there in Berlin, they said, "Who do we fight for after you're gone?" He said, "You fight for the coming man." He said, "We're going to reemerge."
Uh-huh.
And regardless of whether that's happened or not, Bush has set up Homeland Security. That's what they called it in Nazi Germany. He's attacking the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. He is building emergency FEMA camps. They are brainwashing the pastors for, quote, gun confiscation and martial law. Big report out on that on PrisonPlanet.com today. I mean, all the parallels to fascism, the corporate takeover, government handing over the assets to them, the global empire, the invasion of countries, it really is going on. But then you have the labor Zionists and the Israelis, though, tied into this, supporting it all. It's a very sick amalgamation.
Yeah, it is, because if you look at it, some of the financing that Hitler had was came through Jewish channels. Warburgs and the Rothschilds were all involved in this.
And this is all on the record. People need to understand that it is on the record that the labor Zionists wrote magazine articles, the head of the labor Zionist in Germany, supporting Hitler up until even 42, and saying that if they would not allow Jews to leave if they wouldn't go to Palestine. If they would, Hitler would let them go.
Yeah, exactly. The Zionists was trying to promote travel to Israel and or Palestine at the time, and they were supporting Hitler. It was basically the force all the other Jews into one choice.
And even top Jewish scholars at major universities have documented this, and there's even some best-selling books on it now. So as strange as it sounds, I mean, you've got we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, there was actually one of the ones, the Zionists that promoted Hitler and helped load the trains from Hungary, was actually hung in Israel later on after he immigrated. So it's on record.
It's unbelievable. And now the very progeny of those Jews are some of Bush's top lieutenants. I mean, the very grandsons, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you couldn't write a fiction book this bizarre. No one would believe it, Mr. Yaden.
Yeah. It's unbelievable what you find in there. And it's all documented. How this stuff gets there. One of the things I am still working on is to figure out how some of these people that was in the army in charge of the military government afterwards, how they got their position. Who assigned them that position? There was a Colonel Pope that was assigned to the decartelization of Germany. His former, before he was in the Army, he was a director and an executive officer of several IG Farben cartels. Unbelievable how he got assigned to that position to take apart a cartel when he was part of it.
Well, we have one of the founders, or one of the main members of Bohemian Grove, Thomas Watson, the owner of IBM. That's what the tattoos were for, folks. Those numbers were entered into the IBM machines. IBM technicians were in the camps right through the war administering those computers.
Exactly. When the troops landed on D-Day, Thomas Watson knew where every one of his machines were. Because they got updated. It's a big myth that the American corporations didn't have contact with their German branch during the war.
Well, there were also hundreds of sites in Germany that were not allowed to be bombed. Ford plants, then of course the Opel plants. You have the GM plants building the Panzers, the artillery shells, all of it. They couldn't bomb them.
Yeah, exactly. That was one of the things I touched on in the book. 80% of the housing in Germany was destroyed, but at the end of the war, Germany still had 80% of its factory capacity left.
Well, it's just like Vietnam, where we weren't allowed to bomb Hanoi and the main industries,
uh-huh.
or couldn't bomb the ships bringing in weapons from China and Russia.
Yeah.
This is a business. They want to keep it going as long as possible.
Exactly. The Ford plant, and actually in Cologne, Cologne was the first town with 1,000 bombers launched against it. The only damage it ever had was an artillery shell through the roof in the final standoff.
Unbelievable.
The IG Farben office in Berlin was used by the Allies in the occupation army because it was fully intact.
I don't think people realize this. I don't think they... What about occult aspects? We know the Nazis were heavy into the occult. That's mainstream admitted. And there was a big connection with the Nazis to Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones.
Uh-huh.
We know German money actually founded Skull and Bones. You want to comment on that?
Yes, I think the Skull and Bones is very deeply involved in it. It was through the Tool Society. I haven't really... dived into a lot of the religious or spiritual or whatever aspects of the
Nazis. That's the thing. This is so wide. There's so many facets.
Yeah. Now, there is a very good evidence that the Vatican Church was deeply involved with the Nazis. They were the ones... gave Hitler money before he came to power. The future Pope did. And they set up the rat lines afterwards. No question on that.
No question on that. Let's take a few calls. They'll be all over the map, but it all speaks to fascism. What Mussolini said should probably be termed corporatism, which I say should be properly termed modern neo-mercantilism. Let's go ahead and go back to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead and finish up, then we'll go to James, Brooke, Joe, David, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Ron. He's got his radio on in the background. Put him on hold. He'll be ready in a few minutes. Let's go to James in Maryland. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. I was wondering if you could speak to the media's complicity in hiding all these things for decades from the American people. And I'll take my answer off air.
Well, thank you. If you know where to look, you can find it in mainstream news. But you're right. It never hits the big news cycle like Michael Jackson or... you know, some other stupid thing, some girl kidnapped in Aruba does. Comments listener?
The Hearst newspaper chain actually hired Mussolini to write a column for him. He turned around after getting Mussolini signed up, tried to sign up Hitler as well. Hitler wouldn't write the article or the column, but he did make a deal with Hearst, and once Hearst had the deal, his paper became pro-Nazi to the extreme. Almost all the major chains newspaper chains during the 30s and 40s, early 40s, were pro-Nazi. The Patterson chain, the McCormick chain, they was all taking the fascist line, even the Luce chain.
In Dallas, my grandfather, he told the story, lived across the street growing up in high school. And then, of course, World War II came. But he knew, even before the war, one of the inventors of air conditioning. And the guy was extremely rich. Obviously, he was a German-American. And he pure German, folks. And the Nazis sucked every dime out of him or threatened to kill his family in Germany. So for all the sickos out there that act like Hitler's some hero and fought the New World Order, you're totally full of baloney. I have this directly from my grandfather, and my grandfather even did some work for this man, how they sucked him dry. And they did that type of extortion all over the country, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. They was exploiting German-Americans for everything they could get out of them. Most of the German-Americans tried to stay loyal to America, but there was a few that turned over.
Yeah, well, my grandfather saw some of that just because, you know, was a German-American,
mm-hmm.
and witnessed some of that. Let's take another call. Let's go back and see if Ron's there now. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, he's not there. We got to let him go. I can hear the radio on in the background. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing?
Good.
I actually called in to speak about something I heard on KTRH in Houston the other
day. That's okay. Go ahead.
But first of all, a comment. My father was in World War II. I had two other uncles in World War II, and if they knew what they fought for and what they did, I've asked my uncle this, and sometimes they wonder, you know, why they did it, seeing what's happened. And your guest book is, I looked it up on the website, looks very interesting. I was in Houston for a funeral over the weekend, and on Monday, the funeral, I woke up to KTRH because I'd been listening to Coast the night before. And the first thing I heard on the radio was a big report about the new immunization shot for 9-year-old girls. They want to start at 9-year-old girls to help prevent some STD.
Yeah, it's cervical viral transmitted cancer.
Right, and KTRH was all over this with the two reporters talking about how wonderful this was, and then they brought on...
And they're talking about trying to make it mandatory. There are like 35 vaccines they try to make you take, and all of these are very, very dangerous.
And KTRH was all over it. They had a doctor come on from the medical center down there in Houston, and they were just glowing about this.
Well, folks should know that it is a radiated cancer virus, and that stuff is still able to infect you. And if you give it to your daughter, you'll wonder why in 5 years she dies of cancer. But go ahead, kill your children. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, it's Clear Channel, and they're on the team, and the opposite team, and just want to let you know that report was out.
Well, call into those talk shows and say, hey, I heard that news. You know, these vaccines are really dangerous.
I'm in Austin.
No, I understand. But you know what happens a lot of time? There's actually money being paid to stations to run news reports, but they're not really news reports. They're paid for. You want to comment on Big Pharma? That's tied into the Nazis as well, Mr. Yaden.
Right. Almost all your pharma is tied back to IG Pharma. They was the big firm. The Germans was leading the chemistry industry at the time.
Bayer, all of them.
Yeah. Bayer, IG Pharma was a... amalgamation of seven different German corporations.
It's unbelievable. Anything else there, Joe?
I look forward to reading this material. It looks very, very interesting, and it's what we all, you know, what we've known all along. It's just a good organization, it looks like.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Well, let's go ahead and talk to Dave. Dave, where are you calling us from? David, you're not there? Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Laura in Texas. Laura, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
I have something to talk about. Have you ever heard of Ugo Chiaretti? He was a psychiatrist who invented electroshock, and he was practicing in fascist Italy, by the way, when he invented that.
Yeah, the Nazis were real into that, too, yeah. Lobotomies, sterilization, it's all the same stuff we hear out of the Dr. Piancas of the world.
Yes, because, I mean, the electroshock causes brain damage, and it actually has been shown to lower IQs.
Well, of course it does. They run high voltage across the cerebral lobes of the cerebral cortex. But listen, that happens to tens of thousands of Americans a year, and it's horrible. It's nothing compared to two-thirds plus of foster children on an average of seven drugs. The drugs do the same thing.
Yeah. I've also heard a psychiatrist speaking on 60 Minutes, and he actually claimed that some people benefit from having their IQs lowered, and you wonder what kind of interest those psychiatrists might be paid by to, or whatever.
No, I hear you. Psychiatry in the Soviet Union and in Nazi Germany led the charge. They arrested a lot of people and said, you're mentally ill. Now we see the preachers being taught that if people don't turn their guns in and go to the camp, and this is mainstream, okay, we have the documents, that they're mentally ill and need to be drugged. And how big a part did psychiatry play in Nazi Germany, sir?
It was a large part of it. The brainwashing to keep everybody in line was probably the biggest part of their job.
Well, the Germans spent massive amounts of money, not just on propaganda, but what they called mind science.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're using that. A lot of the German scientists that was brought into this country were mind scientists or mind control.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with our final segment for our guests. We'll cover news and take a lot of calls in the third hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
No dark sarcasm.
In the third hour, I've got a giant stack of news here I'm going to cover. And I want to discuss with you, the listeners, the tape we played of Army Ranger Jesse Macbeth talking about how they kill children in front of their parents to get them to answer questions. Now, this is, again, in the White House memos and legal opinions, so we know that they've ordered it. But this makes the Abu Ghraib torture look like nothing. So we'll be going over that. We'll also play a clip of the type of propaganda that's being pushed. And then some good news with Lou Dobbs admitting the Aslan movement trying to take over the United States, which, strangely enough, again, the Nazis really set up back in World War I. They cooked this up, tried to implement the plan of San Diego to have Mexicans attack the Southwest. They did get it launched in 1918. By the way, I've only read a few chapters of your book. It's excellent. But does your book get into how the Nazis in World War I and II, and I know they were Nazis in World War II, folks. I know the Nazis weren't founded till the 20s, but the same crowd, the same mindset. Were you aware, sir, that they actually successfully got Mexicans to launch attacks on the U.S.?
No, I wasn't on that.
It's called the Plan of San Diego.
Uh-huh.
Might be an interesting area of research for you.
May I make one more comment on that mind control before I forget it?
Yes, let's do that.
The Nazis used fluoride in the water for the concentration camps because they believed that it pacified the inmates.
Please continue.
That was it, right there. I mean, and then what do? We adopt fluoride or fluoridation?
Actually, Edward Bernays, the father of public relations, wrote in his own book, he wrote two of them, but in one book he mentioned, it's in my new film, that he headed up the PR campaign to put the poison in the water, and it's even in mainstream World War II history books that the Nazis did indeed use stannous fluoride as a calmative toxic sedative.
Uh-huh, yeah, a pacifier. You know, the reason I was getting at it, that was because... Well, you remember the 60s. If Nixon did any of this stuff that Bush has done, we would have hung him from the Oval Office. But for some reason, everybody seems pacified at this point in time.
Well, there's a lot of factors, but fluoride's a big one. Sir, I want to thank you for joining us. You're Glenn Yaden, author of The Nazi Hydra in America. We have links to your publisher where folks can get the book, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. He's done great research. Before I end this hour and come back and take a bunch of calls and then get into more news and play these audio clips, I want to encourage you to stop waiting. We need to expose these murderers now. In Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, my book, Descent to Tyranny, my books and videos that I've written and published and the films I've made are the best out there. Many listeners and viewers agree. You know, that seems to be the consensus. And I hope you'll get my videos and make copies of them. Give them to people. Know it's having a huge effect. We can stop these people. Stuff's going to be bad in this country. That's clear. It's going to get worse. But how bad will it get is up to you. We can back these people off. They're totally freaked out right now that national polls show a majority believe the government's covering up or was involved in 9/11. They're having to respond. We've got them off balance. They know that we're not buying into what they're doing. This is life and death. Get the videos, make copies, get them out to people. They're available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Call right now and get the videos, 1-888-253-3139. And there's a secondary reason. Your purchase makes this broadcast possible. And they can answer all your questions on the toll-free line or at InfoWars.com. You can peruse all the big specials we've got or get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.